What's up, Packers fans? Aaron Nagler here with your Packers Daily Chat, coming to you live on the Cheesehead TV social channels. Hope everyone is doing well, making sure I'm all in the right here. Don't want to be talking into the silent void like it was the other day. Good to see everybody. Everybody in the chat, hello. Good morning, Dale. Good morning from New York City. I hope London is treating you well. Hello to TKM. Good to see you at your post, buddy. Thanks for joining us. Dustin starting us off with a super chat right away. Nags, let the OBJ barrage begin. Mustache lives on. I think the mustache will live on. I don't think OBJ is going to happen, but it's crazy time in Green Bay, so who knows? I know the Browns and OBJ's agents adjusted his contract to make it highly unattractive for any team that would claim him, because if you claim a player, you have to take on the contract. And for anyone wondering, because I've already gotten this question a couple times on Twitter, every player is subject to waivers after the trade deadline. Prior to the trade deadline, if you were cut, vested veterans are automatically free agents. They don't go through waivers. But because it is post-trade deadline, every player that is cut goes through waivers. So OBJ will be released by the Browns. He will be subject to waivers. Because of the contract, I doubt anybody claims him. And then he will be free to shop his services, as it were. Do I think the Green Bay Packers make a call? 1,000% yes. Do I think they are able to outbid anybody? Of course not. So that's what I think of the OBJ situation. Big Mo, what's up, man? Thanks for Super Chat. OBJ makes an instant Super Bowl favorite. So sure, I agree with your police work there, though. But yes, I think he helps them improve on offense, no doubt about it. Why did the Browns wait to cut OBJ instead of trying to trade him? That's an excellent question. I think they did try to trade him, but they couldn't get value, so to speak. James, thanks for the super chat. Hi there, Mr. Rogers. Karen from State Farm here. I'm calling today regarding the balance of your emotional bank account. Ooh, nice. Well played, James. Well played. Playing off of the Lucas Patrick availability. Impressive. That looks great, but who are the chefs? I love that commercial. John, thanks for the super chat. Excited to see the offense, how the offense operates in the red zone. Matt LaFleur's calls without 12's clear and obvious stat padding calls checks. John, go in there. Clear and obvious? I don't know about all that. I think they do tend to, yes, lean into the passing side of things a little bit more when Aaron's under center, but we'll see what Matt has cooked up on Sunday. No doubt about it. Go, Pack, go. Thanks for the super chat. Nags, love you on YouTube, but we don't get along on Twitter. Also, OBJ would be nice. Also, would be nice if we got DJax Rogers having that group. Well, DeSean Jackson, I would be absolutely shocked. But OBJ, they'll make a call. But I doubt it happens again. Matt, thanks for the super chat. Aaron, do you think the Packers should run the ball on Sunday? I'm going to go with yes on that one. I know Zach Cruz had up on Twitter this morning all their terrible rankings when it comes to run defense, both traditional metrics and DVOA and what have you. Simply put, the Chiefs are a bad defense. And they have major issues both defending the run and the pass. And I suspect Matt will, yes, try to lean into the running game to help his young quarterback. Now, I don't think he's going to completely button up and go I form, you know, and run pass all day. But I do think he will and should lean into that running game, not only because it helps your young quarterback and protects him, but it also is probably the best way to attack this defense. You know, they have talent on that side of the ball, but you start bludgeoning them the way they did the Cardinals, you know, you can beat this team into submission. And I expect that's what's going to happen. Amar, what's up, man? Thanks for the super chat. Thank you for always making time for us. I can't wait to hear from 12 and see what J-Lo has. 2010, 12 didn't play versus Pats, concussed versus Lions, and we still came out strong. History is repeating. Hopefully they get the win this time, but yeah, I hear you. When Rodgers went down in that Lions game and then Matt Flynn got the start in New England, that was a great game, man. McCarthy coached his ass off in that game. It's really It's kind of funny. Two of the best coaching jobs Mike ever did in Green Bay, both ended in losses on the road. That game against the Patriots, and then the Steelers game where Brett Hundley started. Both of those games were really well coached. You know, they just came out on the wrong end, bad end. And in the Steelers game, it was blatantly, you know, the cheap shot from T.J. Watt to the head of Hundley that wrapped that one up. Adrian, thanks for the super chat. Is there any way of getting an indication of whether a game will be flexed before the 12-day notice period? Planning on going to the Baltimore game, but worried it will be get flexed from the 1 p.m. time slot. Not really, unfortunately. You know, they've got the deadline where they have to do it by a certain date. And yeah, you are absolutely correct to be worried about it, because I think that is a prime candidate for flexing into primetime. The one thing that's going to probably save you, though, is, you know, I know they've changed some of the rules around it, but networks can still protect games a certain number of times. And you got to think CBS is, or is it on Fox? I can't remember which network it's on, but because now they have the one game a year where the rival conference network gets a game, et cetera. Yeah, I mean, I would suspect it would be the network protecting that, not wanting to move it because they want those eyeballs. But yeah, the 12 days is obviously the deadline to look for. Amar, what's up, man? Thanks for the super chat. Please, please, please run the ball. Use the same game plan versus the Cards this week. Yeah, I mean, I don't think it'll be the exact same game plan, but I do love the idea of running the hell out of Aaron Jones and A.J. Dillon. Thomas, thanks for the super chat. What pieces do the Packers need on offense to get past the NFC Championship game? Healthy offensive line. Man, if Bakhtiari's healthy last January, they're in the Super Bowl. I'll go to my grave believing that. They've got everything they need. They just need to stay healthy up front. If they can do that, they'll get to the Super Bowl. Stanley, thanks for the super chat. Matt LaFleur should use the same game plan like Titans did against the Chiefs. Zone run all day. The backside cut, baby. You talk about A.J. Dillon running downhill. Bring me some of that. William, thanks for the super chat. I know Rodgers messed up, but I hate the media. My God. That's a lot to unpack right there. You know, no one's forcing you to read or consume any of their content. You're doing that of your own free will. I'm not saying. I'm just saying. I mean, I'm not saying. I'm just saying, you know, the media, quote unquote, whatever the hell that means to you, they create the content. And then you, the consumer, may choose of your own free will to consume said content or to just keep scrolling or to click away. That's the beauty of it. Marshall, thanks for the super chat. With King returning, do you think Rasul Douglas should still start opposite Stokes? Yes. And of course, Joe Barry was asked kind of just basically that question yesterday, and he absolutely punted on it, saying can't have enough good corners, etc., which is of course true. But yes, 1,000%. I think we'll start to see the same kind of rotation we saw back in week 2, where they put King in the slot a number of times. But yes, I think it should definitely be Stokes and Douglas on the outside primarily. Now, is that going to happen? I don't know, man. You know, we all know they don't listen to me. So, but yes, I think I would love that. Does D-back play this week? There's a chance, Ryan. It's no guarantee, though. We'll see. Hopefully, we get some kind of indication. Probably not today, but tomorrow, probably Saturday. But he very well could be activated and still not play. Because that's the other thing. They have to activate him within 21 days of his first practice back, or else he reverts back to IR. So they're going to have to bring him up. And they could, you know, sit him for another week after that, or even two. Hopefully. I mean, that's really just guesswork from the outside, because we have no indication or information as to how much he's practicing, what he's looking like, etc. So I hope so. I'd love to see him out there, obviously. Nicholas, thanks for the super chat. Do you think Rodgers and the Packers may have had some sort of agreement to help him get away with his alternative vaccination on the low? I don't know about an outright, like, we're going to help you mislead people or whatever. By all accounts, he is following all the protocols within the building, in the football spaces, as Matt has said. It is only when he is at the podium that he takes his mask off. That's what we've been led to believe anyway. And look, I don't think the Packers were about to say, and it was probably going to be put to Packers PR to be the ones to tell him, like, you're supposed to wear your mask. But, you know, some PR person is going to tell Aaron Rodgers, you got to mask up. I just don't see that happening. So, yeah, I mean, as long as he's following the protocols within the building, which, by again, we can only go by the words of everybody who's said, like, you know, it's very apparent when he's in the weight room that he's unvaccinated, etc., because there are different protocols. You know, I think the Packers were, you know, the NFL was aware that he was unvaccinated. Everyone in the building knew he was unvaccinated. It was just outside the building because of the press conferences that we were under the impression, along with everything he said back in August, that he was vaxxed. So I don't know if there was so much like, okay, this is what we're going to do, like a sit down. I think the Packers just said, you know, you got to follow the protocols in the building, and he has been. Again, except for the press conferences. Vex, thanks for the super chat. Thank you for being my favorite Packers content creator. Well, thanks for consuming said content, Vex. Very nice of you. Does this issue with Rodgers guarantee he is gone regardless of how Love looks? No. No, I don't think so. It's another piece of the puzzle, though. There's no doubt about that. But no, I mean, obviously they have selected Jordan Love for a reason. Brian believes he's the quarterback of the future. Clearly, Love balling out, whatever, however you define that on Sunday, would be a boon and would make everybody in the building feel good about the potential of Love taking over someday. But they're not going to make huge decisions, swings of fortune off of one football game. It is just another piece of information for them to utilize when it does come time to make that decision. How about the Cowboys win? Oh, Go Pack Go. Thanks for the super chat. How about the Cowboys win in 2013? Great comeback. That was a great comeback. That was a great, the Matt Flynn magic that day. Peter, thanks for the super chat. On a scale of Seneca Wallace to Matt Flynn, how confident should we be? Peter, Jordan Love is way more talented than both those guys. And I think he's going to show a lot of promise on Sunday. I'm not expecting him to go out there and throw for 350 yards and four touchdowns or anything, but I do think he'll be efficient with the football, and he is going to get Packers fans excited. That's just my guess. What else we got? Elliot, thanks for the super chat. What would you consider a quality start for Jordan Love? Again, I would love it if they ran the hell out of the ball. He was incredibly efficient when asked to throw it, and he finishes with 220 yards, two touchdowns, no turnovers. To me, that'd be a great day at the office. And hell, even if he throws for like 180 and one touchdown and no turnovers, and they win, I'm all in, man. I love it. Just win the game. I don't need him to do anything. I don't need him to like throw it all over the yard. He's a young quarterback making his first NFL start. Just protect the ball, move the chains, put up points. It's pretty simple. You know, I know everybody wants to unwrap the Christmas gift and have him like look crazy and put up Star Wars numbers. Like, that'd be great. Don't get me wrong. I'll cheer for it. But that's probably not the reality. I mean, as bad as the Chiefs' defense is, and it is bad, it is another world when you get out there and a team has been planning for you all week, and they have calls and checks, and they're going against their tendencies, and you're going to see stuff, meaning Jordan Love, are going to see stuff that you've never seen on tape before. You're going to see guys react in ways you haven't expected, and you're going to have to make plays. You're going to have to win from the pocket. All these things, it's not automatic, and it's really fucking hard. So, I'm really rooting for the young man. Obviously, I want him to do well. But I don't expect him to go out there and look like, oh my gosh, look at this guy. He's clearly our next MVP quarterback. And I know when that doesn't happen, when it most likely doesn't happen, Packers fans on Twitter are going to melt down and in the YouTube chat on the watch party, and people are going to go fucking berserk. And God forbid if he throws an interception. It could, and that very well could happen. He is a very young quarterback who has not played any ball. So don't expect him to go in there and light it up. If he does move the team down the field, is efficient with the ball, puts points on the board, that is all that matters. Ain't no style points. Bardell, thanks for the super chat. Big shout out to Maggie and Perry on Packs What She Said. My 11-year-old daughter now shares my pack addiction. Pack dads. That is awesome. I'm going to tell them that. By the way, the new Packs What She Said just dropped this morning, a little bit before I went live. So make sure you guys check that out. That's awesome. Thank you so much for that super chat. So when Rodgers comes back and Love is back up and Benkert is third quarterback and Packers cut Blake again, how much is the boat paid? That's a good question. I think whatever the single game check would be for the prorated amount of whatever his contract was with the Packers. So, you know, probably a couple thousands of dollars, I would think. Got that one. Matt, thanks for the super chat. So a slimmer of hope that Ja returns this season, Barry, with some words that I'm clinging to. Oh, yeah. I mean, I don't think he said anything that Matt hasn't said. Yeah, they're all hopeful that Jair is going to return. I mean, there's a reason that, you know, they keep talking about it. And I know they keep getting asked about it, but as you indicate, you know, Barry put it out there of his own volition yesterday, unprompted. So yeah, I think they're all hopeful. And I think they're thinking, yeah, there's a good chance that Jair is back at some point in the second half of the season. Big Daddy Cool Breeze, what's up, man? Thanks for the super chat. Can we have the money forwarded to Hallis Hall for extensions for Matt Nagy and Ryan Pace? Go back, go. Yeah, that's what the stock sale is for, the upcoming Packers stock sale. They're just going to turn around and return the favor to Papa Bear all those years ago when he kept the Packers afloat financially. They're going to send Hallis Hall all the money so they can keep Nagy and Pace around or something like that. Porkmaster, what's up, man? Thanks for the super chat. I think Peter Bukowski bet his salary that Rodgers was vaccinated. Anyway, I can't wait for Sunday. Jordan Love, Dallas 07 vibes. Oh, Porkmaster. That's good stuff. Riley, thanks for the super chat. I want Jordan Love to try to be Jordan Love and not Aaron Rodgers. 1,000%. Totally on that one. Kyle, thanks for the super chat. Control the clock and pound the rock. Go, Pack, go. Kyle knows what's up. Ryle Mouse, thanks for the super chat. Very nice of you. Do you think 12 will pull a Nags and decline to trim his Jay Wick hair as long as the streak reigns too? Yeah, I butchered my stash trying to, like, you know, shave the other day. And I got this little extension here. It's like a soup catcher. Got to take care of that. But no, I think he'll keep the hair is my guess. Well, that's just guesswork. Maybe he appears on McAfee on Tuesday with, like, told new haircut or something, but I doubt it. Go Pack Go, thanks for the super chat. I believe we see some design QB runs. Looks like a powerhouse and he's got wheels. Going to be interesting what our game plan is going to look like. I totally agree. I think they will have some design runs and some plays designed to get him outside the pocket to throw the ball downfield. But yes, very, very much agreed. Matthew, thanks for the super chat. Fan, how you fan? But the fact is, Love is our future and you want him. And you want him to fail, you're not a fan, you're Aaron Rodgers fan. That said, go. Pack, go. There's a lot going on there, Matthew. Yeah, I don't think any reasonable Packers fan wants Jordan Love to fail. I mean, yes, are there Rodgers fanboys that are probably rooting against him? No doubt about it. But as you indicate, they're not Packers fans, so they can be safely ignored. Nicholas, thanks for the super chat. One need we have is at kick returner. Can D-Jax help? I don't think they're bringing D-Jax in. They'll roll with what they got, most likely. Marshall, thanks for the super chat. Has the team said anything about the timeline on Za'Darius's return? No, just that he's back in the building, and everyone loves having him around. And apparently he's feeling pretty good. So we'll see. I know it wasn't too hopeful there a couple weeks ago, but they're talking a good game at the moment, so... November, late November, early December, late December, playoff run. I'll take whatever we can get out of Za'Darius at this point. But yeah, there have been absolutely nothing to indicate an exact timeline. Dan, thanks for the super chat. We lauded 12 for his frankness in that press conference after his offseason holdout, but turns out wasn't so honest, interested in how he responds to this. Well, I think in that press conference, he was pretty honest. That was a different press conference than the one where he was asked if he was vaccinated, if I'm remembering right. Yeah, because it was late August. I had left town by that point. But I hear you. It is going to be interesting to see how he addresses this. James, thanks for the super chat. Feel like J-Lo will be solid in a conservative game plan with a surprise bomb to MVS like that college tape. REO Speedwagon all day, baby. What? What? Sure. It's going to keep on loving you? There we go. Fusker619, thanks for the super chat. I have never wanted a player more bad than I want OBJ right now. It sounds personal, man. I like it, though. Will we see more I formation? I doubt it. I wanted to see it against the Cardinals, and Daphne was back, so I thought we would. Matt, keeping it from me, though. I hope so. I'd love to line up in I form and just pound the football. I'd be all in on that. George, any word on Dave Bakhtiari? I did talk about it earlier. Nothing concrete. He could be activated, but that doesn't necessarily mean he'll play. I think they'll play it as close to the vest as possible right up until the morning of the game. I think he'll get activated because he has to be at some point, or else they put him back on IR. But I'd be surprised if we know much before Saturday afternoon. Dawson, thanks for the super chat. Happy Friday, Nags. Super Tramp all the way, baby. Oh, boy, we're going through all the 70s artists. Greg, thanks for the super chat. Are you expecting some trickerations on Sunday for Love to try and keep KC guessing? Regardless, I'm hoping good things for the kid. I don't think it'll be like trick plays or anything like that. I mean, maybe they use a little bit more motion and things like that, but I don't think you're going to see like flea flickers or anything like that. All right, everybody, I'm going to have to get going. Oh, I got one more super chat. Fitz 2589. I'm wondering if Rogers' petition was in review when he answered that question and thought it would get approved. As something that he will definitely be asked. There is zero question about it. All right, everybody, I'm going to have to get going. Can't thank you enough for hanging out, talking Packers each and every day, Monday through Friday, right here on the Cheesehead TV social channels. Please do me a huge favor and hit like on the video, subscribe to the channel, and then tell your friends and tell your family, Cheesehead TV, we are devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. Thanks a lot, everybody. Have a great day and a great weekend. We'll see you on the watch party on Sunday. Go Pack Go.